No, he's thoroughly Yaakov. For many of Moshea, for Shas Melchoma, for many of you, this is the first Melchoma being in Eretz Yisrael, the mamish at the time of Melchoma. The army sent infantry in, and the soldiers being shot at. It's the mamish at Yisora. I just want to share your thought how people tend to think. Say this: there's armies fighting. Everybody at the Shas Melchoma, and there's soldiers, and there's people risking their lives. Everybody's a shutuf, and everybody got to be a soldier and fight wherever he is. This week's parsha begins like Yaakov, and Chazal says a parsha stumi. Why is it a parsha stumi? The fishanistimo yinem shel Yisrael mitzaras hashibud. So Yaakov Inu in this week's parsha is teaching Klal Yisrael what to do at the time of nistimo yinem shel Yisrael mitzaras hashibud. And later Yaakov Inu calls his children together and he says, "Hey, asvu, gather together, va'gidu lachem ma'ashik et ha'shikre etchem ba'achris hayomim." And the Svarim say, "Hey, asvu is the union of achdus and Klal Yisrael." We know the Beit Hamikdash was Nechrav, and all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael comes from a bechina sinas chinom, comes from a yid not mitfeeling, not feeling with another yid tzar. Is Yaakov Inu telling them, if you want to stay on the safe side, there's a chiyuv, there's got to be a hasu, there's got to be that every yid has to feel with the other yid. That's number one. Every yid has to see only good in Eden, especially by Shas Melchoma, a yid has to see and to be only to be melamed zchus in all the Eden. The Baruch Rebbe, the Mechemet Yom Kippur, so the Baruch Rebbe says in a Fabrengen that all the soldiers, when they go out to war, is they all avada, have a hero tshuva, they're all facing death, and Yatkil Yom Amisa, they're all, and he said that Rabbonim should answer Amen, and he said they're all tzaddikim, and we have to feel with them. And members of the Mordeka Ha'ara on this, in this week's Parsha, from the Helga Beis Yisrael, Beis Yisrael says a Nifla Dikazach, a Pasha to Ha'ara on the Pasuk, but he says a Mordeka Tifavot. He says that Yaakov brought his children, Yaakov brought Ephraim and Manasseh Yosef brought Ephraim and Manasseh to be benched. So the Pasuk says, Vayai Yisrael is B'nai Yosef. Yaakov in a soul of B'nai Yosef. Two Pesukim later, three Pesukim later, what does it say? It says, Ve'ene Yisrael Koiv Demizoykin, V'lo Yechal Nirois. Two Pesukim, his eyesight suddenly failed him. So Yisrael says, Pelu Dikazach. Rashi says that on the Pasuk, Ve'ene Yisrael, they saw. Yosef saw how Yaakov Inu saw Ephraim and Manasseh. So Rashi says there he saw that Yerobim and Avot was going to come out. He saw the Ra, he saw a certain Ra that was going to come out of them, and therefore he thought he's not supposed to bench them. So the Beis Yisrael, when that happened, suddenly Bein Yisrael called him Izoiken to see Ra and a Yid. He stopped seeing, he became blind. You got no koyach, you haven't got no right to see Ra and a Yid. See Ra and a Yid, even if it's Yerobim and Avot. Bein Yisrael called him Izoiken. Yaakov Inu was such a tzaddik, he's such toiv, he only saw Shvayis Rishon. He only saw Shvatz with Toiv, that when he came to not seeing Toiv, he became blind. These are all the Achonas in the time of Nistimu and Neim Shal Yisrael, the Saras HaShibut. These are all the times where we want to be Melam Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. A person's got to accept every Yid, a person's got to tolerate Yid. There's different types of Yid, and there's different types of Plugoit in Klal Yisrael. There's Tinokesh and Ishbu. When it comes to Eis Melchoma, everybody's going to be Melam Tzchus and every single Yid. And these are all the Hadrochas of how a person is to feel. At a mamish at the time of Melchoma, everybody is fighting. The army's been mobilized. Every single person is there. There's a sakana for a soldier. There's a sakana for us as well. It's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael Ravenzel is there. I just gave one little ha'ara. Mamish a very very tifa ha'ara on this inyan, and that is we know that a skula for being klavish the enemy. Pasuk says v'ro cholami oritz yishem Hashem yikro imei and yikro lecha v'yorim imeko elu tefillin shabaroish. Tefillin shabaroish is that's a kiilu that's a koyach against the umat oil. A koyach against what's of Shah? Why is that koyach against Umas Oilam? But Gemara says in Brachas that just like we wear tefillin, there are a bunch of wear tefillin. What does it say in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does it say in Klal in the Rebbein Shleim tefillin? Nami Kam Chisrael, Goy Echad Baoretz. The Pel de Kazach. The Moed de Koyim. What's that going to do in being Menaseach and Melchama? So the Pel de Kamkas over here. And the Amkas is that when the Rebbein Shleim sees that we are Am Echad, the Rebbein Shleim sees that we are Am Echad, and we say Ato Echad, and he says we are Am Echad. So whoever that turns into that whoever's fighting us is fighting him. Whoever's fighting us is fighting him. They're not fighting. The Hamas is not fighting against Israeli soldiers. The Hamas is fighting against the Rebbein Shleim. So Hamas is fighting against the Rebbein Shleim. So we all have to feel it. And whenever there's a yichud, then it turns into the oivim of Klal Yisrael, turn into the oivim of Hashem. Shabbos is the time of achad, ata echad, shimcha echad, hamika amcha Yisrael, goyechad ba'oret. Shabbos is the time where whoever's fighting against us is fighting against the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's why in the mizma shela yom Shabbos, in the mizma which is supposed to be a simcha dika mizma shela yom Shabbos, what do we say? Kinei vecho Hashem, the yoivim. Kinei vecho yevedu. He's bored the kol pile of him. Suddenly getting all excited, all het up in a mizma shela yom Shabbos, in a Shabbos ba menucha. Here we're getting all worked up. What's the oimik? Noimik is because when it's nizgala, the klal Yisrael is echad ki ish echad belev echad. So then we megala the Rabbanu Shalom tefillin. He megala the Rabbanu Shalom tefillin. Then v'yarim imekel. Then that brings pacha to the umas oilam. Then they feel that they're fighting against Rabbanu Shalom. But if a yid sits in a bit of medrash and the soldiers fighting, and the yid doesn't feel with those soldiers, the yid doesn't feel with the families of those soldiers. The soldiers are young, they have parents and they have wives and they have children. So what is that? Is that two klal Yisrael? He's puzzling the Rabbanu Shalom tefillin. You say you're being koyah, you're being machish. What's in the Rabbanu Shalom's tefillin? The Rabbanu Shalom's tefillin says, "Mikam Chisrael go yechad ba'aret." So more to koymik, and that's what Yaakov Avinu is telling his children here. Hey Osvu, when it comes to Nisimoy name, all Klal Yisrael's got to be together. So it doesn't mean that we're all not fighting on the front. We're not trained soldiers. But first, we've got to realize that whatever behavior a soldier has to have on the front, he's got no time to mess around. He's got his bullets coming all over the place. He's got to be kolzman, not to be mesiach das. It's us in the Beis Hamedrash. We have to fight our battle on their behalf. And we have to learn about some other rabbi, we have to learn about Tzifas, and we have to forget about Narishkeit, and we have to forget about Tzimtzum. From Chaim Shulevitz during the 6 day war, Chaim Shulevitz didn't leave his chair. He sat and he learned and he cried and he said Tehillim and he learned Vaita for the schus of the soldiers. We're all on the front line. It's Goyachad Boris. If we want Taka, the Rabbanu Shalom should rain down. If we want the Rabbanu Shalom should feel Kavayachal, that these are his oivim, then there's got to be an Ata Echad, a Shimach Echad, there's got to be a Mikam Chisrael Goyachad Boris. It's not that the soldiers belong here and we belong here and we charedim and they're not from Chas v'chal, Chas v'chalim. When it comes to an Eitz Melchama, all of Klal Yisrael's won, all of Klal Yisrael's got to fight. Kol echad b'mkoyma, everybody's got to fight in their mokim. But that's the oimek of the Rabbanu Shalom's tefillin and of Klal Yisrael's tefillin. And then with the Zohar attack, the Rabbanu Shalom should help. They should have a tremendous mapola, like we saw in the Vim, in the history. That one day Chizkiyahu Melech wakes up and he sees 180,000 enemy soldiers lying dead. The Rabbanu Shalom should help us. Kifle kiflayim. However many Hamas they are and Kifle Kiflein, they should all wake up dead. And we should say that no Chasu Shon, there shouldn't be any Yiddish casualties, because every Yiddish casualty is a casualty to us as well, and the casualty to Klal Yisrael. And we really, really feel with by learning Torah, by Hasmodo, by Ritzifas, and we go home instead of resting, instead of doing something else. We say no, if they're fighting, if they're not sleeping at night, the soldiers, we're also not going to sleep lunchtime. We're going to be Mechazik ourselves, and we're going to learn Torah, by Ritzifas, we're going to daven, we're going to say Tehillim. And when the Eibishter sees that mitfeel and Bunchlam sees a taka and an ace sorah, Klal Yisrael, all Klal Yisrael comes together, and all Klal Yisrael feels one and feels together. Rabbanu Shalom looks at his tefillin, he checks his tefillin, and he says, "The taka and am chiz goyachad ba'aretz. If they goyachad and am na, then am neato echad." Says the Rabbanu Shalom. And if I'm the Amichot, if Rabbanu Shalom is the Atechot, so the Hamas is fighting Rahman Slan against Rabbanu Shalom. And then, when it's Nizgala that, if nobody can stand up and fight against Rabbanu Shalom, Chasu Shalom. And then Rabbanu Shalom gives them back, and she was to the big mapola, and she was to the end of Muhammad's Gogomogo, it can be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen.